When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Forever! Dog!
Hello, skunks. Before I play this episode, I wanted to do a bit of an explanation because this is not necessarily an episode that paints me in the best light. And I was debating whether or not to play this episode. I was thinking about maybe I could edit it and to make it look like a joke. I was thinking about making a, you know, just editing it down to take out the parts that made me look bad. But I decided not to. And because there's actually an opportunity here to do what I've wanted to do for this entire pod. You know, I admire Marc Maron. I admire Joe Rogan. I admire Terry Gross. And these are all people who get real moments and real conversations out of their guests. And, you know, like it or not, that's exactly what I did with this episode. So I'm actually going to give you the completely unedited version, the completely unedited take, the completely unedited Hampton High. So hope you enjoy the pod. Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try. Is Hampton High? All right, yeah, this is where awesome. The magic happens, I guess.
Like cribs.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for doing it. You can just sit right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You steal these from the library?
We can use them because we signed them out from the library.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, and then they signed up chairs.
Yeah, I mean, you can sign up a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah, you just put your headphones on. I'll do that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for, you're such a huge get for the pod. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's huge. You want to take a drink of water before you start? You feel good? We can just sort of jump
can
in
I,
real quick.
Can I drink throughout? Or?
Yeah, just like if you want to try and move away from the mic when you do it.
Yeah. Don't want people getting that in their ears.
Yeah, no, but thank you so much.
Yeah.
So cool. Truly an honor.
It shouldn't be.
But it is. Okay. So thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, happy. I'm just going to get into it. All right.
Great. Yeah, whatever. I love, whatever you want to talk about.
And if you ever need to stop, go to the bathroom or anything like that, you know, just like let me know and we can do that. So whatever makes it good for you and a fun experience for you, that works for me and for the pod in general.
Great.
Okay. Hello. You're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Marc Maron, but from my school? I'm Hampton McKelvey, Jr., and I'm talking to Rockville Prep's most interesting student, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go skunks! Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to another episode of Hampton High. I'm your host, Hampton, obviously, and I'm just so happy to be here with a really, really great guest. Before we go into that, I obviously just want to talk a little bit about stuff that's been going on in school, in the school community recently. I just want to do a super big shout out to Ms. Brenner. Ms. Brenner really stuck her neck out for the students. For those of you who weren't at morning meeting this morning, she basically did a huge shout out to Emily and David's 3-year anniversary, which was like, you know, to the students who know Emily and know David, like, obviously, we're all giving them a shout out, but for a teacher to do that is just, like, unreal. And honestly, Ms. Brenner got in trouble with the administration for that, so, like, more power to her. Like, we stand with her. That is incredible. She risked, you know, her reputation, maybe her job, for, like, a student couple that, like, sort of changed the nature of relationships at this school. Like, when I think of Emily and David, I think about, I don't know, like, what true love could be for a lot of people. And I guess that's just me being kind of a corny romantic. But hey, if the shoe fits, you know, the shoe fits, that works. That works for me. But we have a really great guest. We have Grace O'Meara. Grace O'Meara, thank you for being on the pod.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. I'm excited to talk about sectionals and everything that's coming up for the team.
Yeah. So for those of you, if you guys do know Grace, you probably know her. She's a senior.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. People here should know who you are. She's a senior and she's a captain of the girls volleyball team. They're going to sectionals, right?
Yeah, we're going to sectional finals. If we win at sectional finals, we'll qualify to go to state. And it's the first time in 8 years that Skunks have gone to state, and so we're all really excited.
That's amazing. Like, congratulations.
Thank you.
Have totally earned it. Before we get into volleyball, before we go into that, I actually want to start in kind of a weird place, because you're kind of actually a pretty interesting person, because unlike most people, you actually came to Rockville Prep as a sophomore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I came as a sophomore. My dad got a new job, and my mom got a new job, too, so it was just, like, easier for us to move districts.
Yeah,
15 minutes away from where we used to live, though. I transferred, and it was great. I love everyone here. Everyone was really welcoming.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a rare experience for people who, you know, don't come as a freshman, because, you know, that's when people are forming bonds, but you sort of entered your school, bonds were already being formed, but you were definitely one of those new kids who everyone was like, she's cool, like, not gonna have a problem making friends here.
Well, it's pretty easy to make friends when, like, you're involved in, like, teams and a community, and the athletic community really embraced me, and Coach Hodge made sure, like, all the athletes, you know, like, work hard together and, like, help each other out with homework and help each other out, you know, just like hanging out, and like that it made it like really easy, and didn't hurt that I was good, so yeah, that helped.
Sorry, that's like very funny. It didn't hurt that you were good. That's actually true. Like, athletes sort of have like a community, sort of like being on the bus, you know,
it's like really fun. It's like everybody like works really hard. It's like, who's bringing Scotch brews this week? Who's bringing snacks? And it's like, and you get to like, you know, burn CDs together. You like make a hangout. You get to like spend like almost an hour on some, like if we go to like certain districts, like far away, it's like an hour on the bus together. And like, you're like not just doing homework together. You're talking about your day together. And it's like, yeah, like bonds, like these girls are like my sisters, and it's unreal. It's awesome. We've really created something special.
Yeah. So like, that's amazing. When you're on the bus, like, are you're talking to the girls, you're doing homework, do you ever just like zone out, listen to like music or pods, or like do you, like, how do you get like pumped up for a game? You know, like, what are the things? Sorry, I'm not being very articulate.
No, it's fine. Just like kind of what I just said. So like,
yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Okay. So
for like games, we have mixes that we come out to during warmups. We wear warmups.
I've noticed. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And then we just, I like to listen to T.I.'s Bring 'Em Out. I listen
nice.
To that. Like,
nice.
Heart of a Champion.
Nice.
Just like Let's Go by Shook Taddy. Mm. Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah. That song's amazing. That's like an amazeball song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You answered that question before I asked it. So like, we can just edit that part out if we want. So talk to us about sectionals. And you know, for people who don't know volleyball, you know, is that the Super Bowl of high school volleyball?
No, it's a sectional. Yeah. No, you're fine. A sectional finals. And, what we're going to do is, if we win this, we're hopefully going to go to state, and that'll be huge, huge, because Skunks haven't been there in 8 years. And it just like in any sport, we haven't been there. And I'm like really proud to bring this team. It's like, I've been working so hard. I was captain since I've been a sophomore, and it's like, we didn't have the team, right? Like it's not an individual sport. It's, you have to work together, and we worked really hard together, and we trained during summer camp, and like, we're all just like really ready to go and take state, and we want to qualify. We want to do great. And it's like, the season's already been amazing. We won the conference. We're 17-2. And I just think it's like going into the sectional finals, there's nothing stopping us.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that attitude, and that, like, I think you guys are definitely going to win. You women are definitely going to win. I think that, number one, like, I totally understand what you mean about team sports, because like I play lacrosse. Like, so that's on the.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, the it's club, right?
What?
It's a club. I don't know if we have like.
No, it's we're the Skunk. We're Skunks too.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, but so like, I connect to you on the terms of being on the team. So.
For sure.
Yeah.
Team's important.
Exactly. And also just like going to state, in a state like Maryland, which is like so weird shaped, there's all these different types of schools and athletes here that it's like a weird state to go to state. It's a weird state to go to state for. Sorry, I'm once again.
No,
being,
I never thought about the state shape affecting, which is, it's an interesting thought. Sure.
Definitely is a, I mean, it could.
I mean, who knows? We We don't know all of science.
Yeah, definitely. And you are, and you said you're a captain. I didn't know you were a captain as a sophomore. That's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
How did that, I mean, obviously you didn't, did you come in as captain or like you must have not come?
You know what, like I did, like what we do is like we start training in August, like before school starts. And like we don't start games till after Labor Day, obviously, but we start going to summer camps and you're like there, you know, you just train together, you play scrimmages and I really showed up. I'm a leader and I've always excelled in that area. And yeah, I was on varsity at my old school as a freshman. And so I came in, I showed what I got and I told the girls, you know, if you trust me, I trust you and I want to take us to the top.
Yeah, rising to the top of the pack, no matter where that pack resides. You know, that's the Grace O'Mara, you know, way, it seems to me.
Well, the pack is great.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can't be the leader of the pack without a pack,
yeah. And,
which I connect to as a lacrosse player.
Yeah, for sure.
And you guys, obviously, 17-2, right? That's your record right now?
Yeah, the way is 17-2. We've only lost two, and you know they were at the end of long days. So
yeah, obviously
1-17,
and that's huge. So like for people who don't know, like that means that's like a big deal in volleyball, right? To win 17 and only lose two, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal in any sport. It's like wins and losses.
Oh, no, yeah, obviously. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's, but yeah, you know how well, like, you know, like a 17-2 means more, it means a different thing in like football than it would mean in like basketball, because different, like the amount of games that you play. So just trying to put that into context.
No, I think it means the same thing still. It's just, like you know how football players win, you know, like six games a season. Maybe it's not as big of a number, but it's still like 6-2.
Oh yeah, but that's why I'm just trying to put that into context for people who aren't familiar with thinking
awesome.
The amount of games.
Yeah,
like, I obviously know that like that's an incredible thing, and like you know, it's really good that you are doing that. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're really good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break, all right?
It's
like a it's like a quick break, we'll be right back, just do a little commercial, yeah.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
I didn't realize you had advertisers.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't really yet. We don't really yet. You know, we'd want to leave that space for them. So.
Oh, yeah. You should talk to, what's her name? Kara's dad. He owns the Orange Julius.
Oh, that actually be very good. Yeah. We were thinking about the California Tortilla.
Oh, my gosh. That place is great.
Yeah. I love it. And so we were thinking about them.
And they sponsor?
Well, they've sponsored like Little League stuff. And we're like, this is kind of like that.
That's so cool. So you're just kind of like fake it till you make it, like make the space for it.
I think we've actually made it to be.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, definitely. You're really good at this, by the way. If you are interested in podcasting in the future, you could like probably, you know, be the best one, you know.
That's really nice. I'm not interested.
Yeah, obviously. I guess you're probably pretty busy.
No, it's just interesting, but it's nice. This is great. This is fun.
No, definitely. Definitely. And you're very good at it. And I thank you for sticking around for like the next part of the pod.
Thanks, man. For sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're going to like the next part of the pod too.
I bet. This is great. And I just, you know, trying to get people to the game.
Oh, people are definitely yeah, no. I mean, yeah, if I have my way, people are going to come to the game. Yeah.
Got a big reach with this, huh?
The entire community. Yeah. Okay. So let's, want to jump back in?
There's enough time for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could have just like, it's like a break, you know? So like, we could have just like, and we're back after the ad. With Grace O'Meara, obviously.
Yeah.
And so we talked about
volleyball. The sectional finals.
Yeah. A bunch of strong women playing a strong game of volleyball.
Yeah. You know? We have an amazing team. You know, we're training every day. We're doing suicides every night. We're, you know, doing running plays. We're really working our asses off.
Yeah. And like, I respect that. Like, I feel like my family's full of strong women, you know, like,
yeah,
like my mom and like my cousins are like, my cousins could probably bench more than I can. You know what I mean? And so very strong women, I respect a huge deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's a great sport because not only are we strong, but we're mentally strong. You know, it's a game of great strategy and you're working hard and you're thinking at the same time as, you know.
But like, you're kind of like, not like football. Like, you know what I mean? You're like in the same, because you sort of stay in the same, how much strategy can you do in the same space?
It's almost exactly like football in that you have a strategy, you execute each play.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely. But just, you know, a different type of strategy than a different type of game.
A different sport, yes, for sure.
Different sports. That's what we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
This is the part of the pod where I thought, something kind of interesting could happen. So great. I mean, you have a smile on your face, which is like incredible.
What's going on?
You've been such a great guest and are so cool, obviously. And I just wanted to know, would you want to go to do prom with me? Would you want to go to prom with me? Like, you know, as like a prom, this is a prom postal, you know, so people, would you want to,
can we turn off the pod? Can we turn off your podcast?
Are you saying, do you want to go to,
I'm so sorry. Can we talk about it if we turn off? I just don't want you to have to listen or anyone else to.
If it's a yes, I mean, if it's a yes, but.
It's not a yes. Okay, so okay, if,
okay,
if we
okay,
could.
Okay. 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 So that's a.
Not a yes is a no. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Obviously.
No. I'm so sorry. I don't want to hurt your feelings or anything. I'd love to explain.
No. Hold up a second.
So maybe we
just hold up. Just, you know what, maybe people will learn something, so maybe we should just keep it on the,
should we learn?
Yeah, no, let's keep it on the pod.
You want to keep taping?
Yeah, no, let's keep it on the pod. Yeah, no, like, it's like, you know.
I'm so sorry, I just.
No, it's cool.
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
No, you did not. You did not hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry. I'm smiling because I'm uncomfortable, not because I think this is funny. I'm so sorry.
I guess you have a deceptive smile.
That's
all right. No, that's.
I don't know where you would have gotten that from. I don't know you that well. I came on here to talk about the sectional.
No, and I'm really happy we did. Like, that's really good.
It's not even like an inkling I thought I had that could have been, you know.
What are you talking about? Like.
I don't even know your last name.
McKelvey.
Okay, that's great. That's awesome. I'm getting to know you. Yeah. McKelvey. Great.
Let's just move on. But I think we'll just keep that on the pod. We'll just move on. Maybe we'll edit it out or something. I don't know.
Wait.
I'd like. Maybe people will learn. We'll like make it. We'll edit it to make it look like a joke.
Are you,
or something like what? That.
No, I don't want. I would prefer that.
It's fine. So
you're a junior. It's senior prom.
Juniors can go to prom.
Yeah, I've been. If they go with a senior.
Yeah, I've gone with seniors before.
Okay.
It's not. I'm not trying to ask you because I think you're a senior and that's like how I want to get my like meaty grubs into prom. No, I wanted to ask you because I wanted to ask you.
I'm sorry. I'm really not trying to be rude. It's just, I like, I think I've spoken to you once before this, so I'm just trying to work through.
But when you spoke to me, it was okay. Okay, so here's what I was thinking. All right, one, like, I think like you're stacked, and like I've like wanted to, you know, like I've obviously like noticed you before, and then like when I came to one of your volleyball games, seriously, like you like made eye contact with me, like in the stand,
at my game.
Yeah, like I was, you were like cheering, and like we made eye contact. You know,
when I looked at the crowd, you mean?
Yeah, I was in the crowd.
When I was like looking to a crowd full of like 60 people for morale.
Yeah, which is why it was crazy to me that like we held that eye contact. You know, do you remember that?
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Absolutely not. Like I like, and during games I have a lot of adrenaline. Like if I get a good kill, I don't know. I look to the audience, the crowd, or whatever it is. I look to my coach. I don't make eye contact with people. I'm just like revved up, you know.
Okay, but
see, a look.
But then, like, also at like at Bryce's party, like you.
Oh
like,
my god, that's where I talked to you before.
Yeah, no, that's you did. We did more than talk. You like saved my fucking.
Yeah, life, you were bleeding, you know? A lot. You like slashed your head open.
Yeah, I mean, and then you like were the only one who like, you know, like took care of me.
Because you were bleeding so much. I thought the party was going to get shut down. I thought that, like, an ambulance was going to have to come. I put a Band-Aid on your head, man.
Yeah.
I probably should have put more than a Band-Aid on. I probably shouldn't have just called you Uber. I probably should have, you know, like, made sure, like, you went to a hospital.
Yeah, you called me. You didn't even, like, Venmo me for the Uber, which was, like, really meant a lot to me. Because
Are you okay from
I'm
that?
Fine.
Like that was
I'm
like a
fine,
big gash.
I'm fine. I put like makeup on it.
You could use Mederma. It's like really good for
scars. I don't know what that is.
It's good for scars.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a lot of like
once again, saving my life for
I don't know
no
if that's
reason.
Saving your life. It's just like good advice. Hey man, I'm sorry. Oh god.
Hey. Okay, so, what did you think?
The team needs a manager. If you, like, want to hang out, like, with the volleyball girls, hang out, like, I'm there. I'm on the team. Like, we need someone to take stats, like, when we get kills and digs and assists.
You need that?
The team needs a manager, yeah.
But what do you... But
like, I'm not, like, setting up a circumstance for us to hang out.
Okay, fine.
Wanted to hang out with you, I'd just ask.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, set up, like, some weird, elaborate... Okay.
So thank you for being on the pod very much. Yeah. But, you know, let's move on from this part, because there's obviously other stuff that I wanted to talk to you about, because this was just, like, a joke. So what did you think of Miss Brenner? This is what I wanted to talk to you about. Miss Brenner... publicly in front of the whole school at Morn meeting, you know, brought up David and Emily's like 3-year relationship.
I thought it was super weird. I think it's like really enmeshed that the teacher knows like intimate details about like underage students' relationships.
Okay. Coolest freshman.
We have a girl on our team who's...
How about someone not on your team? How about someone not on your team? Sorry, coolest freshman. Who is the coolest freshman on the team?
Like, are you even going to release this?
What? Yeah, no, this is... Look, I'm... Yeah. This is a real conversation, all right? I don't...
Yeah.
It sucks, but I...
Are you okay, man?
I'm fine. People will learn something from it, you know?
Yeah, but will you?
Yeah. I've... who is the coolest freshman in your mind who can be on the team or not, but obviously on the team because
dude you're crying.
No, I'm not. Who do you think is the coolest freshman?
This is so weird. I'm so
just
sorry.
Tell me who you think
just
the coolest
like,
freshman
why are you smiling
is.
And crying at the same time.
I'm not. Who do you think is the coolest freshman? I cut you off and for that I apologize. Who do you think is the coolest freshman?
Man I
love your tattoo.
Thank you so much. My mom got really mad.
obviously, well, you know.
Yeah, I had a friend has like this stick and poke thing.
A guy.
Dude.
Okay, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I think of guys as tattoo artists, but that's also it's just first thing popped in my head.
Have you applied to any colleges?
I'm a junior.
Yeah, it's like when you should be doing it.
Yeah, well, you know, you apply when you're a senior. You think about what colleges you want to go when you're a junior. I'm thinking about like Georgetown.
Oh, that's great. They have good cupcakes there, huh? I'm kidding. It's a really good school.
Yeah, no, I know it's a good school. I'm thinking like AU.
When you could go play lacrosse somewhere, find a community.
Who do you think is the coolest freshman?
I was going to say on our team, Katie, she's great. She's a setter. She started her first game as a freshman. She's phenomenal. She works really hard. She works at the Harvest Food Pantry every weekend. It just like collects throwing away food like in the community and like gives it to homeless people. It's so cool. She's really young and has like a really like, you know, like giving heart. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that's definitely valuable. And how would I know her besides volleyball? You know, like is there something else? Because I don't know her from the team.
Are you asking how to meet girls?
No, I'm not asking how to meet girls. I don't need to meet people. I want to know like if she does anything else in school that I would know her from besides volleyball. That's all I'm actually trying to say.
She's like one of the only freshmen that's in earth science, which is a junior.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, that's... I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she's really good at that stuff.
Yeah, no, that's a really good class.
I'm like in ChemCom, which is like the dumb science, so I don't even
know. No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, Mr. Sinclair is a really good teacher. So, like, that's
he's a great teacher. It's like, I just like don't have to do as much work, you know? It's like more applicable, I guess, is what they say.
Yeah. It's probably, but he's like, you know, I've heard like people who could get in above grades, like just or above classes doing that class just because Mr. Sinclair is such a good teacher. So,
yeah, you should definitely try and get him.
I'm in earth science.
Oh, you're in it this semester?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then. Do you have Mr. Sinclair?
No, I'm in earth science.
Yeah, he teaches her science too. You ever played volleyball before?
Thank you so much for being on the pod. We really appreciate it. And
the whole
school does. So thank you. Go Skunks.
Go Skunks.
I'm sorry about that. That was
you don't have to release that.
Let me be totally honest with you. That sucks. That sucks.
That I don't know you, dude.
No, I know. I'm not trying to.
I'm trying to be nice here. I just feel like a little uncomfortable.
No, I feel you. I feel you. I definitely feel you. I. Maybe I'll release it. I don't know. I just think that.
Okay.
I got into this to do like real conversations, and like that's a real conversation, and so it's.
Have you done a real conversation yet?
Well, you.
I don't know. You were laugh crying. That was weird. Do you do that? Don't look at me like that, dude. I don't have to be here.
You don't. Obviously, no. It's just like we're fighting, like we're in a couple, you know.
Man, you are so weird. You're like a weird kid. You know what I'm saying?
No. I started listening to Kendrick because I saw you were listening to Kendrick.
Yeah, Kendrick's an amazing artist. He won a lot of Grammys. It's not like a niche thing I was listening to.
Okay.
Do you like Garden State? Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
What's the right answer here?
Any Paul Thomas Anderson films?
What's the right answer here?
Do you?
Okay, I got it. I'm going to use the bathroom. You can hang out here if you want.
I don't want to hang out here.
Just hang out here. I'll use the bathroom or something.
Can you show me how to open that weird lock?
It's a normal lock.
Hampton.
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks.
Is Hampton high? Wow. Well, you know, I will say I'm a romantic and I follow my heart, and that gets me in some sticky situations, but I'm sort of proud to be who I am no matter what. I want to thank Grace for, like, pulling up with my bullshit and for being actually very cool after the pod. I want to say I'm a little bit embarrassed, but I'm also pretty proud of myself for being so open with all of you. And I think any of you who criticize me will know that you would never do something like this. And this is the reason, another reason why Hampton High is here to stay, and why this is like a really compelling and interesting project for a lot of different reasons. For those of you interested, I ended up not going to prom. You know, I've gone to prom with many seniors in my time, and this is just one year when I will not be. And so I'll be see you at senior prom next year with a senior, or, you know, maybe like a younger chick, whichever works out for me. But once again, thank you guys for listening. Hampton High, go Skugs.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.